Thank you very much, Joanna. Good morning, everyone. Here we are again for the start of another day, and particularly around our focus on strategic trends. I won't take too long because obviously we've want to spend most of our time in the breakout sessions and getting into a little bit more of the detail. So I have prepared these slides, which I will go through if the technology works. No, it doesn't appear to be, so we'll wing it the old way, and I'm on to the first page, which is just called Strategic Trends. So I've broken up the pack into really just three areas quite quickly. Where are we today, starting off on day two? What have we discussed, particularly around day one? And what have we heard so far from your feedback? Excellent. Thank you, Nilly. Magic touch. Where we are today, first breakout session held yesterday, focus in particular around bringing your experiences, understandings from your organisation, and then us trying to aggregate what we've heard in those particular sessions. I think pleasingly, there was, pleasingly it was quite evident that a lot of preparation by you had occurred prior to the meetings. And again, for us, in thinking how we shape engagement with the Advisory Council going forward, very important that we can get the maximum sort of return in the sessions that we do, meaning good preparation in advance. Particularly in the feedback I saw, many examples already being shared, which actually really put the colour into some of the conversations. I will go through the output of the sessions in just a minute. And importantly now, the session we're going into is breaking down what we heard yesterday into digestible pieces so that we can start to think about what does it actually mean in terms of implications for the IFRS Foundation. I've had a couple of questions already, which is some council members saying, look, you know, we know in good terms, reasonably broadly, about the foundation, but we might not necessarily know the detail, Lee, how we're going to help there. And so the facilitators, some of my colleagues sitting in each of the sessions, will certainly be able to play a role bringing a bit more of that detail and colour to the situation. What have we discussed? So, Council, the next two pages are not a comprehensive listing of quite the substantial notes that we received from the first session, but they are trying to capture certain themes. What I can report as well is that in some of the sessions yesterday, we were already provided with what you might call some realistic suggestions or ideas that we've taken away already. I haven't included those because they're at a point that, you know, the executive team can now just consider what we do with those in light of the specific nature of the suggestions. What I can indicate as well is that at the dinner last night, overnight and even early this morning, I received a number of feedbacks from you in either email or orally around other ideas as well. Thank you for that because, again, they haven't necessarily been captured here, but they are part of what I'll be able to take away with the team to do some further work. So please keep that feedback coming. So let me cover the main themes and, again, give me a little bit of licence to try and bring some conciseness to the extent of what I got. A social purpose was incredibly strong throughout all of the sessions that I could see. Importantly, this was seen as a very a vital element around attraction of talent and how we actually communicate it. So there was already conversation about, well, it appears the foundation has captured that quite well, but does it need to be amplified and perhaps presented in a different way to where we might be now? An extension of that was also around the encouragement that many of you are doing or helping in your own organisations about a broader social contribution as well. And obviously the questions back in is, should the foundation be doing that and what could it look like and feel like? Second strong theme was about the creation of a sense of a learning organisation. So again, many saw true value both for the employers and the employees in this creation of commitment to learning. Not just about training, although training featured a lot in your feedback, but exploring ways, particularly for some in much smaller organisations, which I think is again quite applicable to the foundation, how you give people a genuine sense of spread of experiences and learnings. Flexibility featured strongly as well, particularly around encouraging how people are able to adapt and work within their environments. Strong sense around to be competitive, you have to be flexible. But I did see and feel conversations saying, but you need to understand where the boundaries of that might look like and feel like, particularly if you're wanting, as we do at the Foundation, to have that strong sense around collaboration and teamwork. So there was some natural balance there that needed to be arrived at. And again, in the groups, we might be able to explore that. Skill sets. This came through in some very different ways, but it was exploring how do you extend the breadth of skills within the talent and not necessarily with a greater emphasis on depth. Depth is important in parts, but obviously a sense of looking at attraction was more broader. Phrases that were used was those that were able to connect the dots, greater emphasis on analysis, out-of-comfort zone learnings, but also looking for those that might be more of curiosity or questioning. And again, thinking about how that might work for us, I think, is a valuable conversation. Diversity and inclusiveness covered, again, as you would expect, quite widely. Recognising that there is a balance with all the different elements of what that could be. Also observing that, you know, the Foundation has a really good basis already in this area, but what could it do more? And also there was an overlay of just the changing demographics of the workforce as well. And then finally, there were some really interesting observations about how to grow and refine talent through continuous feedback. So many were sharing already experiences, technology-enabled, where colleagues are receiving feedback virtually on the day or if not the day after of how they're operating within their work environment. So that was seen as a really important element back into some of the continuous learning of how you get that feedback. So I will ask each of the four groups to look to at least one or two of those particular questions. We've also got the questions that were in the pack, and so don't feel constrained that, you know, it's only these pieces and not necessarily back. But I think if we might ask each of the groups to look through some of these themes first, to give some level of granularity to what we've already explored. But by all means, if there were elements coming from the briefing packs that you wanted to also bring to the table, please do so. So quite a bit to cover in a fairly modest period of time. What I thought I'd just finish on is a little bit of feedback, some of which came through in conversations I had, some of which came through to some of my colleagues as well. I won't necessarily go through them, but I leave them there for your observation. And again, this is very helpful for us as we start to design our agendas for the council meetings going forward as well, so that we can make sure we try and deliver the very best value for yourselves and also from what we can take away. So thank you. So, Joanna, I might pass back to you or maybe to April if there's any final administration mechanics.
Okay, thank you very much, Lee. And I think that I certainly thought that there was an awful lot that came out of that, and my little brain is going, oh, could we do this at the Foundation? Could we do that? Now, that's your job, basically in terms of those ideas as to thinking about these things that you raised and what are some things that could be considered for the foundation to do to make sure that we do remain relevant in terms of that capture of the talent that we want and need in the foundation. So we're going to break into our groups. It's going to be the same groups as yesterday. Effectively, as Lee said, I think if we can consider the six themes that are in here, so the social purpose, learning organisation, flexibility, skill sets, diversity, inclusiveness, and continuous feedback. And what I'm going to suggest is that out of the four groups, so I'm going to suggest that group one, so that's Giuseppe's group, you consider as your first two, but then move on if you have time, social purpose and diversity. That group two considers learning, which is Surya's group, learning organisation and continuous feedback. Group three, look, which is James, flexibility and social purpose. And Christian's group, skill sets and learning organisation. And they are completely arbitrary allocations. If you decide you don't like one of those and think you have something better on one of the others, then please do so. And if you can cover all six, that is great. And what we are going to do, the feedback session for this is scheduled for 1:15, and it was going to be me and Lee doing a similar thing to what Lee has done now. We've made a last-minute change in that we are going to revert to a panel discussion. So I will try to facilitate a panel discussion between the chairs, basically talking about the things that have come out of these sessions. So again, the scribes at each of your meetings will scribe the notes, hand them to the chairs and to me, and with a bit of luck, we'll manage to get a decent panel discussion at 1:15. So, unless anyone has any questions either of Lee in terms of what he's come up with, or you disagree, or anything there, or, and Surya, you obviously do, we'll come to you in a minute, or around actually the process that I've described. So, Surya.
Thank you, Jonah. Unless somebody has the answer now, at some stage it would be interesting to know where the turnover goes. There was a comment in yesterday's slides that you have roughly 10% contractual terminations and about another 10% voluntary turnover. So it would be interesting to know whether they join accounting firms, they join industry, do they join technology firms, because depending on your exit, the market will know what's in future for them if they enter.
And that may be one suggestion that absolutely in your group you come up with are things that, because I think in terms of our suggestions that we come up with around what the foundation could do, I think a lot of them will be find out more about would be what I would expect some of our suggestions might be, and that would probably be one of them, Surya. Any other questions? No, in which case, what I would, so we are moving after this. We have coffee immediately afterwards. So what I'm going to say is if we break into our groups and between now and 10:15, if you have your discussions and some coffee, and you could take them back to your groups if you like, obviously, but be back in here at 10:15. All yours. Thank you.